The new novel by the Chinese-American writer Yi Yun Li, called Kinder Than Solitude, is a kind of slow-burning whodunit. Three friends who grew up together in Beijing get the news that a childhood friend has died. She'd been the victim of a mysterious chemical poisoning over 20 years earlier that had left her incapacitated. In the book, her death is the end of a 20-year-old mystery, but it also marks the beginning of a period of self-evaluation for the book's three protagonists. Two of the friends have moved from China to America, the other stayed behind, and as they each take a deeper look into their lives, it's their disconnection, their loneliness, that comes into greatest relief. I asked Yi Yun Li what she learned about solitude as she wrote the stories of these characters.
I think Moran, one of the women who left China, she always cited solitude as her best companion. But at the end of the book, she said she realized she did not have solitude. All she had was a lifelong quarantine against love and life. And that's one thing I learned. Solitude is important, but sometimes solitude also has a, you know, deceptive surface. And people use solitude as an excuse not to connect to other people. And I think that's why the title is Kinder Than Solitude, because solitude can be kind, but there has to be something more than solitude.
It is a story about life as an expatriate to some degree, which is something that you know intimately. You yourself came here from China more than 15 years ago, is that right?
Yes, I think it'll be 18 years ago.
May I ask you a little bit about that decision? When did you know you wanted to leave? Why?
I knew from very early on I wanted to leave China. I was about 10, and so this was early 1980s. And I think the reason I wanted to leave China was the same reason, you know, all children, when they grow up, they want to leave the house. They want to leave their parents. But America had this attraction to me because it was such a strange place. I knew nothing about it. And I think I really wanted to leave a familiar life for nothing.
Let me ask you about the China that is happening at the margins of this story. Mm-hmm. What is happening for this particular generation of Chinese, and how do the politics of that moment affect who they are and how they live?
If you look at the older generations of characters in the book, they are very attached to Chinese history. You know, they talk about history, they talk about the famine, they talk about, you know, Cultural Revolution. But this generation, the three friends, they're the younger generation. You realize they want to detach from history. You know, Tiananmen Square, yeah, massacre happened in there during their, you know, lifetime. But none of them would admit, you know, it played a huge role in their life. So I think really is what's happening in the past 20 years in China. I think the country is becoming richer and people are less attached to memories, at least, you know, certain part of memories, historical memories.
Besides their deep loneliness, one thing these characters seem to have in common is a sense of powerlessness. Is this something you set out with intention to write about?
Yes. You know, I think this murder or half-murder happened when they were younger. There was something about the human nature that was beyond their understanding at that moment. And once a murder or, you know, a poisoning happened, they were never free. They were never innocent again. I think once you lost that innocence and lost in such a violent way, it's very hard for them to recover.
Is that sense of powerlessness a universal human condition, or is that something that is particularly Chinese?
I would say it's a very universal theme. You know, I think situations can be different if you look at different countries. You know, maybe it's famine, maybe it's lack of material richness. But if you look at even in this country or in Western country, I think young people suffer for the same reason that they have to make their transition from young people to adulthood. And there's so much unknown in the wide world.
The book is called Kinder Than Solitude. The author is Yi Yun Li. Thank you so much for talking with us about your book. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.